Well, welcome everybody to public hearing for the proposed 2014 property tax rate increase for Monday, September 29, 2014, 7 p.m. First line of business is call order and roll call.
Nancy Chanel present.
No more here.
Bo Bunker present.
Rick Moses present.
Richard Adams here.
Mike Wheeler present.
Very good. Thanks. Next line of business, pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. The middle order 2.0, public hearing, special presentation comments. 2.1, public hearing. This is a time when the citizens get to speak to the council to let us know their feelings about the tax increase or tax rate. This time, we have one gentleman in the audience, so Mr. Bridges, I think you'd like to take the stand, sir.
Yes, please. Hi, Jerry Victor, 3346 Miramar. I'd like to voice my opposition to the 0.844 tax rate. And I'd also like to document some of the reasons in a little flyer and make a few comments. It shouldn't take me but a minute or two. And when you get the opportunity, you might want to look this over. Now, it's a full page of reading, and I'm not going to read that full page. I'd just like to bring your attention. My reasons, or part of my reasons for opposing the 0.844 rate. I think it's excessive, and I think it's unfair to the citizens of the city. Now, when I compare the tax rates of 52 cities in Texas that have populations between 1,351 and 1,758, Shore Acres is in the middle. What I found was Shore Acres' proposed tax rate of 0.844, which is the same as last year, was the highest in the state in that population range. And I would suspect, if you compared it to all the cities, we're probably in about the top 5%. Now, before Hurricane Ike, the tax rate was 0.700. In 2009 and 10, the rates were increased to 0.884 and then 0.824 to compensate for the loss of tax base from homes damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Ike. Since then, the tax base has gradually increased as houses were repaired and new ones constructed. Recent city reports show the tax base is near the pre-Ike level and will probably surpass that level sometime during year 2015. And what I'm asking is I encourage you to reconsider the proposed 2014-15 tax rate. The city will be receiving additional revenue from increases in property appraisals imposed by the county and from the addition of several new houses to the tax base. This really should be the year to consider reducing the tax rate a couple of notches or a notch. And that's about all I have to say. I thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate the handout and all the information, and thank you for your comments.
Okay, thank you.
And we have no one else in the audience. I can't ask anyone else to speak unless the chair will speak. So this time we're going to 3.0 and adjourn at 7:04. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for showing up. We appreciate it.